Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 10 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind. And today I want to talk about scurvy and the Kraken. You know, folks, for centuries, prolonged service at sea resulted in ancient mariners contracting a malady called scurvy. Those so afflicted bruised easily, had joint pain, gum disease, tooth loss. Well, you get the picture. By the 18th century, researchers discovered that eating citrus fruit, like lemons and limes, would prevent scurvy. Of course, you already know the active ingredient in this remedy is vitamin C. And it's found in the ascorbic acid delivered when you eat those fruits. But I bet you didn't know that ascorbic is Latin for no scurvy. An unfortunate reality that small business mariners experience on their marketplace voyage is a condition I've named professional scurvy. This malady doesn't cause your teeth to fall out, but it does produce symptoms like high levels of negative energy, low levels of performance, and an easily bruised ego, resulting in an unfortunately high rate of professional shipwrecks. The good news is, similar to the clinical kind, professional scurvy can be cured with a supplement I call professional vitamin C. You shouldn't be surprised to learn that I've identified four of these vitamin C versions, and you should be pleased to learn that, like limes and lemons, these marketplace nutrients are low-hanging fruit. Here are those four professional vitamin C's and a bonus one at the end, a bonus nutrient. The first one is vitamin courage. A wise explorer once said that courage is being brave after you've had time to think about it. The good news is most challenges in the marketplace allow enough time to think about them and apply a healthy dose of vitamin courage. But those challenges won't wait long, and even small ones left unignored or denied have the potential to wash you up on the island of failure. As the backbone of leadership, which is arguably the most powerful intangible force in our professional life, as the backbone of leadership, vitamin courage is an essential nutrient. Demonstrating leadership purifies vitamin courage and holds you hard by to your values, which is what you stand for. And it causes employees to follow you and customers to come back. Next is vitamin confidence. When asked to comment on the thousands of failures his experiments produced on the way to becoming arguably the greatest inventor of useful things, Thomas Edison's response was essentially that each failure was valuable because it successfully identified what didn't work. Undiluted success tends to inflate the ego, which in high concentrations can be professionally dangerous. But success, alloyed with failure, forges confidence, which is essential for any successful voyage. Vitamin confidence manifests as faith in your ability to sail through present and future dangers. Essentially, experiencing failure and success and converting both into opportunities that lead to the next discovery. That's what vitamin confidence does for you. Next is vitamin character. Novelist James Lane Allen is credited with saying, "Adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it." You've heard me say this many times on the show before. I love that quote. Adversity doesn't create character, it reveals it. Contracts are the transactional laws of the marketplace, but when an adverse wind blows against you, More than the words or signatures on paper, it's the character of captain and crew that ultimately delivers the cargo successfully to the destination. Marketplace storms don't create vitamin character. They reveal it. Like doing the right thing, even if the contract doesn't require it, which creates more customers you can't run off and a fearless crew that will fight the Kraken for you. Next is vitamin credential. This vitamin is arguably the nexus of the others, all the others, because courage without capability is the definition of foolhardy. Confidence without resources is what Texans call all hat and no cattle. And character without knowledge is a well-intentioned commitment that probably can't be kept. All the best intentions won't result in a successful voyage without adequate levels of vitamin credential, which is education, skill, experience, and resources. And all that can hold you back your business plan and commitment to deliver if you don't have vitamin credentials. Now let's talk about that bonus nutrient I told you about earlier. Vitamin reinvention. Vitamin R. Every ancient mariner to ever set sail for parts unknown understood that they'd encounter circumstances requiring unplanned adjustments in their course and possibly even the original purpose of their journey. They might have to change everything along the way. Even if their ship's stores stocked plenty of limes, they would still likely run into something that would cause them to have to make adjustments. If you ask a modern marketing mariner who's been around enough to have more than a few entries in the ship's log of career, they'll report that somewhere along their professional journey, circumstances required unplanned adjustments in their course and possibly even adjustments in the original purpose of their journey. What both of these explorers have in common is vitamin R. They had to reinvent themselves. Even if they prepared as best they could and didn't do anything wrong, they had to make adjustments while under sail. And as Edison taught us, sometimes a shift that begins looking like a shipwreck can turn into discovering gold. And my friends, I've talked about this on my show before. In my long career, reinvention has been required of me more than once. Today, as we transition our journey from mid-pandemic survival to post-pandemic recovery, each of us will deal with some level of reinvention. In this case, not because we want something different. You know, most of the time when you reinvent yourself, it's because you want to make a change. But this might be not that case. Or like you want a career direction change. Or because you did something wrong and got fired. It wouldn't be, these reinventions won't be like that. But because an invisible Kraken changed the world in front of our eyes, right? The pandemic changed all that. It has caused many of us to reinvent ourselves. Consequently, those who deliver products and services to the marketplace, the pandemic reset reality will require varying doses of vitamin R, varying ways that you'll have to reinvent yourself. To meet the resulting marketplace shifts and evolving customer expectations, you and I will have to do what every ancient mariner who lived to tell their story had to do. We'll have to adjust our course for some level of reinvention. At some point in time, whatever you did in 14 months ago, however you approached customers, whatever you sold, however you sold it, how you priced it, how customers wanted you to take possession of it, maybe how they wanted to pay you, that's going to be different, and that'll create some level of reinvention. So steer around storms and defeat the Krakens with the application of all of those professional vitamins that I just mentioned. All the vitamin C's and vitamin reinvention. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Come on and dance. Let's make some romance. society's falling and the music's calling and we got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.